Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sarigaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, page 9. Okay. Except in a time of emergency, lower persons should not accept the occupational duties of those who are higher. When there's such an emergency, of course, everyone but the Kshatriya may accept the means of livelihood of others. Srila Prabhupada comments. The occupational duty of a Brahmin should not be accepted by persons in lower social orders, especially Vaishyas and Shudras. For example, an occupational duty of the Brahmin is to teach Vedic knowledge. But unless there is an emergency, this professional duty should not be accepted by the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, or Shudras. Even a Kshatriya cannot accept the duties of a Brahmin unless there is an emergency. And then, even if he does so, he should not accept charity from anyone else. Sometimes Brahmanas protest against our Krishna conscious movement for creating Brahmins from Europeans, or, in other words, from Mlechas and Yavanas. This movement, however, is here supported in Srimad Bhagavatam. At the present moment, society is in a chaotic condition, and everyone is given up the cultivation of spiritual life, which is especially meant for the Brahmanas. Because the spiritual culture has been stopped all over the world, there is now an emergency, and therefore it is now time to train those who are considered lower and condemned, so that they may become Brahmanas and take up the work of spiritual progress. The spiritual progress of human society has been stopped, and this should be considered an emergency. Here is solid support from Narad Muni of the movement known as Krishna Consciousness. Right? So that means this can be done, because the normal thing is you would just perform within your duties, like that. Does that make sense? Doesn't mean that one can't, if one is so nicely situated, function in the, you know, Paramahamsa state where you're not involved really in any duties, like Haridas Thakur, you're just sitting and chanting and everything like that. So in that way, it's automatically the topmost brahminical platform. But as an occupation, that's generally avoided and except in emergencies. Does that make sense? But that doesn't mean that Shudras are just taking up the occupation, you know, just because it would be something nice to do, is they're actually able to perform the occupation. But there'll be some weakness, right, because of the background. That's why it's not recommended. But because these purposes are more important, they have to be done. The brahminical aspects have to be done. The kshatriya has to be done. But they have to be done. Otherwise, society can't work. Those from lower could take them up. Generally, it would be the other way. Those from higher may take up lower because they can't get... they can't maintain themselves. But because you're looking at here, Prabhupada's looking at the spiritual culture, that's the most important. So these, you put those together, and then it works.
Right? Also because Kali Yuga, then we all start from lower, so actually we have to sometimes accept responsibility that's beyond our actual...
Yes, you could say, but that's starting from Shudra.
Yeah.
The problem is starting from Mlecha and Yavana. Yes, the problem is getting up to Shudra, you know. Because Shudras are loyal. They work without complaint.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? People sitting around and grumbling about everything. Then that's not even Shudra.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, that's the whole point, is that we're sitting and making comments about Shudras, but, you know, like, how close are we to actually the Shudra? You know, that loyalty, that stableness, that ability to you know, perform service, you know, happily, willingly, without complaining about it. You know, it's natural. Others know what they're doing in these things. They know how economics work. They know how administration works. They know, and so we're trying to assist that purpose, because understanding the purpose of the person you're working for is also one of the principles of the Shudra nature. Does that make sense? So one understands what it'll come up in here, the specifics of this. We'll get into that. But you have to be able to work with those. You're working for someone. So being able to do your work, being able to work with others in the work, being able to respect those who are important to the person you're working for, and to understand what's the whole purpose of the work itself. How many people that work for a company or that can say they have all those four qualities? You know what I'm saying? I mean, in one sense, you could look at it from not as scientific as this, but close is the Japanese model. And that's why they were so superior to any other on the planet.
Germans have a little bit.
Yeah, there's something like that. You know, if you have a community, you know, the Jews will work together, or there's some community, then there's some understanding of that. But that's why it's superior, because it's actually Shudra.
Yeah.
So most people, they work for a company. The reason the company doesn't do so well, because they don't have Shudras. They have less than Shudras.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the difficulty. So the whole point is trying to manifest the quality, being sincere and trying to do that. Because as soon as one is not sincere and takes it for granted, then the problem is it may be that our, inherent nature, you know, shows itself. You know? So that's the point. So that's why it's not advised. In other words, if there were real Brahmins who could do all this work and the preaching and organize, we'd just assist. But since they're not doing, therefore we're doing. And the point is the benefit gained from that is so much more than not at all. Oh, this one this, and that one that, you know, the other day, this one fell, that one did this, and that one did that. But the whole point is then what's the alternative? Do nothing? How is that better?
Or whimsically.
Yeah. You know, yeah, that's the whole thing, is that the idea is that, oh, if nothing, then nothing goes wrong, as if in the material world nothing's going wrong, nothing happens. Everything's going wrong. So who it's not happening to? So that's the thing, as Prabhupada says, don't be surprised who leaves, be surprised who stays. You know, when you're taking from lechas and yavanas and they stick to Krishna consciousness, now that's amazing.
That's pretty far out there.
You know? You know, if a lecha and yavana leaves because of some sensual attachment or some need for economics, it's like kind of like, you know, so shocking. Oh, no! Where did that come from? You know, it's like right out of left field. You know, it's like, you know, what do you mean? That's what they do all the time.
Yeah. That's why they're called that.
You know? You know, it's like the guys are all sitting there. They got all their fancy dogs and everything like that, all their leashes and all that. The judges are all there, and then a cat goes by, you know, and all the dogs like this. Who's surprised? How is this happening? These are the show dogs and this and that, thoroughbreds, and you know, so many things. But no, they're dogs.
I just shampooed mine.
Yes, and now it's playing with the cat. Oh, no. So. That's the whole point, is that in emergency it can be done. So people say, no, this shouldn't happen. No, this is the reason. Who's complaining? Okay, the Brahmins are complaining. But what do they have to complain about? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they organizing the preaching? Why aren't they going around the world? They're not. They're too worried about getting ahead in the modern economy. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. You know, if you check, you know, is that how you say? End credits, like half the guys, they all got Brahmin names. All the IT wallets, they're all Brahmins. Because they got brains. So therefore they figured out, okay, I take the brains, I put it into, you know, philosophy and all that. What am I going to get out of that? You know, an Achman cup or something like that. Now I put that into IT and they pay good, you know. They pay in dollars, you know.
BMW.
Yeah, so then that's the problem. So, because they're busy running after the Malecha ideals, the Malechas have to perform their duties.
Yeah.
But I think there's a conversation, a problem mentioned. If they would do it, then we would just assist. You know? Why would we worry? We're Vaishnavas. We're not worried about position. So we're doing it because they're not doing it. Yes?
Maharaj, the people such as the Prabhupada brings out a subtle point here that even though coming from this background, they're trained so they may also become Brahmins.
Yes. No. And then, yes, by that thing. That's the point, is that by devotional service, they develop all the good qualities. So if something bad comes up, why is anybody surprised? And it's all the big, oh no, how can life go on? It's kind of like, no, why should anybody be surprised? Like that. That people can take up Krishna consciousness, be fixed in devotional service, be interested in Krishna consciousness. Now that's special. That's why Prabhupada's special. Otherwise we take it, yeah, there's tens of thousands of devotees and like that. We just take that as ordinary. But that's ordinary on the, you know, exceptional platform of the founder Acharya. Like that. Then you see stuff like that. But otherwise, then you don't. It's very special. You know, when it works on our talents, using our abilities, you know, using all the modern techniques of success and management, how many devotees do we make? No, the ones that make devotees don't worry about all this. They just go out and make devotees. So that's the whole point. When we depend upon our own nature, we don't get anything done. But when we just follow what the Acharya says, then it gets done. So, therefore, it's not us, it's the Acharya. Right? You know, Prabhupada's program works anywhere. So... Sri Narad Muni continued. In time of emergency, one may accept any of the various types of professions known as Rita, Amrita, Mrita, Pramrita, and Satyamrita. Okay, that's the ones. Yeah. Okay. Rita is, what do you call it? Truth. That means that you're gleaning from the fields. Amrita means just what comes on its own. Mrita, that means death. That's begging. Because when you go out begging, somebody's going to insult you. Pramrita, that means, how you say, economic, you know, business, cows, land, banking, like that. Satyanrita, excuse me, Pramrita means agriculture. Satyanrita, that means business. Because agriculture is straightforward. You plow at the right time, the right field, put the right things in it, take care of it in the right way, it works. Right? The problem with Pramrita, because one may ask, well, why shouldn't the Brahmins do? Because when you do Pramrita, how many living entities you kill? Worms, bugs, you know, it means it's serious. Yeah. But that's what's going to happen. So for Brahmins, that's a little bit gross for them. But for the Vaishyas, then it's not, because it's just, that's their nature. So they don't mind that.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother them. That's why it means the Brahmin can do, but it's not recommended. It's not his first choice. If he can't do by the others, patana, patana, yajana, yajana, then he'll take these other ones. Right? So satyanrita means half truth, half lie. How much is this? For you, 1,000 rupees. But how come you told that guy 200? 250.
I was once going to the Ghat and the rickshaw wala, he said 800 rupees. I said, I'll give you 15. Okay.
Because you know the price. The other guys, they go there, oh, we want to go there. Now must be a problem because they can see the temple. But before they couldn't, so far. They charge us so much, and then they're right here. What this? You know the out there. 800 rupees.
Yeah, that was 800 rupees. Time.
Says, yeah, I'll give you 15. Yeah. You should have said, 15 was the regular price.
Yeah.
He should have said, I'll give you 10.
10, yeah.
12. Okay. But one should not at any time accept the profession of a dog. That's svavrita. So that means the dwijas. They'll never accept that. Right? Mm-hmm. So generally speaking, it'll move down, but not down to shudra. Vaishyas might if they need. But, you know, as soon as they can move back, they should. And somebody who gets, you know, you have a dweja who's working as a shudra, then when they could have the opportunity to move back up and you don't let them, that's considered a punishable offense. Right? You know, you keep them controlled in that. No, they're only doing it because of emergency. And then going the other way, then, you know, you have to be able to do the activity, but, you know, it's not recommended, but it can be done. Right? Does that make sense? So the general's anuloma, it'll go down, not up. But there's a limit to how far, how low you can go. Yes. Okay, the profession of unchashila, collecting grains from the field, is called rita. Collecting without begging is called amrita. Begging grains is called mrita. Tilling the ground is called pramrita. And trade is called satyanrita. Engaging in the service of low-grade persons, however, is called svavriti, the profession of the dogs. Specifically, Brahmins, Kshatriyas should not engage in the low and abominable service of Shudras. It's just because of the nature, you have to be independent. Because, say, you know, point is this, for a Shudra to work as a Shudra, it's not a problem. But at the same time is how much anxiety is there, right? You know, the boss is annoying, the supervisor is annoying, the guys on either side of the cubicle next to you is annoying, that nothing works is annoying, you know, everything's annoying. But the nature of a shudra is they like to complain. So Krishna's arranged that they get plenty of opportunity to complain. Then so that's why they're situated nicely. Because if everything goes nice, it's kind of like, what happened, you know?
But yet we say that the shudra, the actual shudra, does not complain about his service.
He means it's not that he won't complain, but he does. It means that there he may, when he goes home and sits there, it was like, you know, this and that. But I'm saying there'll be no feeling of there's a term for it.
Begrudging.
Yeah, begrudging. He doesn't begrudgingly perform his duties. He willingly does. Yeah. It may be that there's trouble, but that's the point. They like, what is gossip?
Yes.
Gossip is talking about some, it's a complaint.
Yeah.
Even if someone's better than you, you're complaining, why are they better? And who do they think they are for being better? You know? So like that. So that's just what, that's the point. That is gramya kata. It's just complaining.
Grumpy kata.
Grumpy kata. Yeah, I like that. But it can be different moods.
Collecting without begging, is that fundraising?
The grain left in the market.
Oh, that means you're going either to the fields. It seems that he'll break this down also. Either you're going collecting from the, after they've harvested the fields, then the rule is you're not supposed to glean the fields, at least in the Abrahamic. You know, they don't do it. Vedic also, you don't glean the field. Like that, yourself, because you leave that for then those who come and this is their livelihood. Right? Because you have to go to effort to pick up the grains that fell on the ground from harvesting. When you cut the grains, some falls, when then you put them all and you husk them, and not husk them, but you take them off the stalks and everything like that, then there's going to be something, you know, you're moving around, packing the bags, something falls on the ground. So that has to be left. You know, modern, they'll figure out how to clean all that up. But no, they're supposed to leave that. That's for people that come and collect it. So either from the field or you go to the marketplace, because the marketplace, the same thing happens. Right? There's less falls, but, you know, there's more market. You know, so it works out.
Now it's the dumpster in the back.
Yeah, behind the supermarket. Yeah, so that's it. So devotees are doing that, and devotees are happy, because that's that rita. It's considered, of all these, the best.
There's a lot of good stuff back there.
Yeah, there is. There's definitely a lot of good stuff back there.
And you never know what it is.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing.
And they're full cases, too.
Yeah. No, it's great. Yeah, and then you have sometimes those companies that they have the stuff, they don't want to waste it, they can't sell it, so then they'll, like, I know, like in Riga, they'll come and give that to the temple, or there's an arrangement that whenever they have, they know what things we use, they'll give us all that stuff. So that's amrita, that comes without asking, right? But it means there's no endeavor. So unless basically you're a paramahamsa or are very detached, then it's not a recommended occupation because you're doing nothing. You want everything, but you're not doing anything, just saying it'll come. The person who doesn't want anything, therefore doesn't work for anything, then whatever comes, he's maintained, like the Python sadhu.
Yeah.
He lives by amrita.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? It is considered a high-grade occupation, but as far as for recommendation on what people follow, it's not recommended.
Those who are qualified don't care if it's recommended.
That's also there. They're just doing that, because that's the point. They don't follow an occupation, and that's an occupation.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Does that sound good? Brahmins, kshatriyas should not engage in the low and abominable service of shudras.
Yes.
Is this saying that they shouldn't serve shudras, or they shouldn't engage in service, which is the activity of shudras?
Means they shouldn't be working under somebody doing those activities. Like, let's say, it's not a, it means now you may not see it, but before, because there were kings, actual kshatriyas. And they, up to independence, they actually had their kingdoms. But at the point of independence, they had to turn their kingdoms over to the central government. So, like the British, they would leave the kings in their place and just control the kings. Right, you know, why do you have to, as the Prophet said, 200 men controlled the whole of India. But when you take out the kings, then you need so many.
Mm-hmm.
So the central government only had to be 200. Well, now they probably, who knows, hundreds of thousands. Because the king himself, he would have his own administration and own bureaucracy. So the central government doesn't have to be that much. So the emperor only has to, like Yudhishthir only has how many people it takes to run his kingdom. Right, and then a few people then see that all the other kings are doing what they're doing. So it's much more efficient. But they got rid of that. So then you had kings that now didn't have kingdoms. So, you know, some would go into politics, you know, as an element. Some just, they had enough funds, they just lived off of that until, I think it was Gandhi took it away, like that. You know, in other words, they weren't doing very good as a central government, so they couldn't make enough money, so then they took, you know, like that away. But also, some of them would just go into trades, not into, you know, as such. Like I knew one, I forget who is the king of, maybe a Mysore or something. He ran a metal lathe factory. You know, because it's exact. Has to be done in a certain... So you can apply all the kshatriya elements of doing everything perfectly. And you're independent. But, you know, so... Because the point is that you're getting something done. The trades, it's practical. So you get... So sometimes that kshatriyas would be inclined towards that. But they don't, they're not working in a lathe factory for someone. No, it's their own factory. You know, or even if it's not, they're just doing it themselves. But the point is this... Brahmins or kshatriyas will always be in a position where they're independent. They'll, you know, it's recommended they never work for somebody. In some sense. Like Prabhupada. Vaishya, you know, they wanted to hire him in Bosch's company, and he says, no, we're Vaishyas, I can't be hired. He says, okay, then we'll make you a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So they understand these things. You know, he may be a small partner, but the point is, he's a partner. So now, working in the business, it's his business. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's like that. But it mentioned Vaishyas could, if they need to. But as we said, as soon as they could go back to doing Vaishya work, they immediately would. So it would just be something temporary. Like I mentioned, knowing those, traditional business families. They see a better opportunity in a different city, a different environment than they're in. They don't know the environment. They know business. They're running their own business, but they want to shift to another place where they see it'll be better, more prosperous. So they know, they have contacts, they know people. They go and work for them. But the idea is they'll work for them for 1 year, and in that 1 year they'll figure out the whole economic scene of that new place, and after 1 year they'll open their own business. You understand? So it's a temporary thing. They'll do it just because they can. But kshatriyas and Brahmins wouldn't do that. Does that make sense? That's the natural form. Yes.
I just wanted to clarify. Can we take the example of like a professional contractor who like builds houses. Let's say he's managing employees, but at the same time, he's contracted by someone to build their house. So is he working for them? Like, where does that fit?
But if the whole management of the whole thing, administration, the whole profit is his,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just like you have one company, they get you to do like that, but you're independent.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So you're an independent business. You're just, you know, it's like a cooperation or mm-hmm. a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. That would be. Now, if you have a company and you're a, let's say, a foreman within the company where you have all the guys work under you, that's still a shudra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like Ramananda Rai. He's the governor of Madras.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole, basically you could say the whole of Tamil Nadu and parts of some of the other states down there. Basically, from Orissa, what's south of Orissa, like that was all Madras.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, so why did they say Chennai? Where did that come from? And when they go back, they could have gone back to Madras. You know? You know, it sounds so much better, you know, you have a Madras on the wall, not a Chennai on the wall. You know? So then he's a shudra.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for the king.
Mm-hmm.
It's a higher job.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So that's the difference. Is it yours or is it someone else's?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a contractor, but it's yours, you're independent.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're you know a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be just you and two other guys that between the two of them there may not even be one brain cell, but whatever it is, he's an independent business person.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you see that here locally. The guys will be doing something, but as soon as they see an opportunity they can independently work, they do it.
But even if you're like a plumber or like an electrician or something, but you own your own...
It's a trade.
Yeah.
In one sense, where if you're going to that, because it's just trade, it's not business. In other words, you're doing your own. Maybe you can develop it. Once you develop it into it depends on the mentality. You develop it into a business, you're running the business. But if it's a matter of you're doing plumbing work and you have some guys to assist you, then it's a shudra doing trades that are useful for dwijas.
Mm-hmm.
See, generally he would work for somebody,
mm-hmm.
but if he can't, that was the emergency for a shudra, is he therefore does trades that are useful for
mm-hmm.
dwijas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you have, let's say in Calcutta, you have these guys that run musical instrument shops.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's the guys that they make them themselves. And they may just be themselves, or they have one or two assistants like that. They're shudras, because they make them. But then you go to other shops, they're businessmen. They don't make anything. In fact, they couldn't make anything. And they hire it all out to other people. And you see there's a total difference, because the one, it's about making the money. The other one's about the craft,
yeah.
the quality of it. That's why those guys don't make so much money, and after a while they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
like that. So it's subtle, these things.
Yeah.
That's why it's not just oh, there's this symptom and that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, in India the caste system they are made according to that. The Vaishya castes are those who can make profit, make it a big business.
Yes.
And then just who maintain themselves, if they have their own land and all, still they're considering shudra caste.
Shudras, yes, yes, yes. Yes. So it's just by that, just like the shudra can farm,
mm-hmm.
but it's how much farming he can do himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not that he has people that does his farming for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that, let's say during the season, others don't come and help him, and he'll pay them something, because then in the other, after doing his place, they'll go over and do their places. So they help each other. That's the community thing. But even though they're doing farming, which you would say is pramrita, but they're shudras.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not ideal. Yeah. Better they're working for someone, because they're taken care of. Then they know what to do with their money. They know, because otherwise a shudra gets money, doesn't know what to do with it. Right? You know, you have the actor, he gets, you know, so many millions of dollars, and you come back after some months and they're dead poor.
Because mm-hmm.
they don't know what to do with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference. So you have those that have, coming from backgrounds that are generally of something higher, and then you see they make money and they invest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's not ideal that you have a Brahmin or a Kshatriya like that acting as an act, but they're doing it, and you still see the effect. Mm-hmm. Well, those who, they only know how to live the fast life, and they're always on the edge, then those ones, they're definitely, you know, Shudras at best. Mm-hmm. You know, is that something?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yesterday, Adipurusha Prabhu was saying that, like a perfect Vaishya, he knew one Vaishya, he was saying that he was perfectly confident that if you throw him without money, naked, in some location in the world, after 2 years, he will be already a millionaire.
Yeah, well, that's Prabhupada tells that story. First thing he can do is do some dancing and he'll get some money there. And then he can use that to buy clothes. Then he can do dancing, take off the clothes, and then from that, then he can invest, and then, yes, he'll be a millionaire.
You didn't mention that.
Are they going to reveal the tricks of the trade? Well, like, he's the one that said naked. You know, I didn't say naked. I tell the story that Prabhupada tells about the rat. Like that, you know. Brahman should be well acquainted with all the Vedic knowledge, and Kshatriya should be well acquainted with the worship of demigods. Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakura writes, the reason that the Brahman and Kshatriya should not take service from those who are lower is that the Brahman is equivalent to the Vedas and the Kshatriya is equivalent to the Devatas. However, for Vaishyas and Shudras to take employment from those lower than themselves is not so faulty. Right? It's not ideal, because we said emergency. It's not ideal, but it's not so faulty, because one represents the demigods, because the king is always performing all the rituals, all the different things like that. The Brahmins, therefore, assist in that. Right? King's doing a big yajna, the Brahmins come and assist. But if he's doing his own daily sadhana, sitting and doing like that, that he may do alone. Or the Brahmins will be there, they'll set things up, they'll help chanting mantras and stuff like that. But he made, like Arjuna, he would actually be the hotri for his own daily yajna. But the Brahmins were there, and they would chant and they would do other things, or, you know. Does that make sense? Do their brahminical activities. Yes.
When it says shouldn't take service, it doesn't mean that those serve them?
No, that's employment. No. Take service means that you're in service.
So employment. Kind
yes, you wouldn't take employment. It means you wouldn't be employed by somebody. That's the point. That's because otherwise, then the Veda and the demigods, then they're employed by a Shudra. Yes. Srila Prabhupada comments, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:13, Chaturvarnyam Mayashrishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. The four divisions of human society were created by the Supreme Lord according to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them. Right? So the modes have work. Right? So therefore, then certain, I say, natures are under certain modes, so therefore certain work goes with them. Mm-hmm. We can say the soul is transcendental. That's the whole point. The soul is transcendental. They should be absorbed in Brahman. But that doesn't mean that one is unscientific and doesn't use the tools at your disposal for against what they're for. You don't use your frying pan to, you know, hammer nails or open coconuts unless you're a brahmachari. Right? Then everything's fair.
Anything goes.
Anything goes, yeah. Because despite it being bent, you'll still use it. Yeah. Well, the grihastha, when it gets bent, how can you use it? It's bent. Right? Is this one thing? Formerly, the principle of dividing human society into four sections, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, was strictly followed. But because of gradual neglect of the Varnashram principles, Varnashankara population developed, and the entire institution has now been lost. Right? So that's what the loss is, because of Varnashankara, not because, oh, they're so intelligent, so much more developed, so much more, you know, understanding and broad and all this. It's just, no, because they're Shankara. Yeah. Anybody who opposes the Vedas has to be Shankara. That's a given. Like that. That's just a given. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it's but the point is in Vaishnava society you don't have to be designated by this, because for us the ashram is the important. So when we have programs, that Vaishnava Association, temple programs and all that, what is that? Is that Varna or Ashram?
Ashram.
That's Ashram. So in Ashram, what does it matter? Right? It's in the occupation that if there's a Brahmin and there's a Kshatriya and they're doing a ritual, or there's some need to understand the Shastra, who's the authority? The Brahmin. Right? There's some administrative thing and there's some economic thing. It's the administrative. It's economic, or, you know, the guy's need to express his skill. It's the economics. You understand? That stays like that. If you don't follow that, you have to be a material fool. You have to be someone who's desiring to fail, desiring to disturb people's life, to upset society.
Unnecessary disturbance.
In unnecessary disturbance, because you don't follow scripture.
So
you understand? So devotees are doing brahminical activities, and if you're doing that, you see, okay, I'm doing brahminical, I have to follow all that. But it doesn't mean that they're defined as a Brahmin. But it's just that you know what you're doing, you follow that. Does that make sense?
So if you're following partially the Vedas, like the four of the Vedic systems that don't actually acknowledge all of the Vedic canon, will we also classify them as Shankara?
No, because they'll be performing their duties. This is their philosophy.
Sure.
But what's their religion? Their religion is Vedic. They'll be following Varnashram. Like that. That's the point. Is that, so on the social platform, the economic platform, you see all those who are followers of the Vedas have the same position. So they all get that good result. Right? But we're devotees. We're devotees. We don't care for all the rules. So if we don't care for the, why should we care if we have money or the social system works or anything like that? Right? But since that's a value, then you have to follow it. We can't say, oh, we don't follow the Varnashram, at the same time want, you know, I say, gain and safety. Gain and safety comes from Varnashram. You don't want Varnashram, you don't want gain and safety. You want gain and safety, you have to follow Varnashram. You know what I'm saying? It's like saying, you want petrol, you go to the petrol pump. You don't want petrol, you don't go to the petrol pump. That's what can't say is, oh, we're devotees, we're transcendental. We don't need to go to the petrol pump. Our car will just automatically fill up with petrol. Or we'll put water inside. You know? Like that. Or, you know, we have a box of half-drank apple juice, but I don't want any more, so we can throw that in there also.
Gatorade.
Yeah, Gatorade, yeah, that would definitely work. Yeah, but I'm saying, you're really into it, you know, for the French sport car, then you use cognac.
Cognac.
Yes, that's the appropriate one. Petrol is cheaper. But it's not about that. It's about the prestige. It's about being French. Huh? Yes, that's the whole point. You go buy it. Yeah. In this age of Kali, practically everyone is a Shudra, Kalau Shudra Sambhava, and finding anyone is a Brahmin, Kshatriya, or Vaishya is very difficult. Although the Krishna Consciousness Movement is a movement of Brahmins and Vaishnavas, it is trying to reestablish the divine Varnashram institution, for without this division of society, there cannot be peace and prosperity anywhere. Gain, prosperity, safety, peace.
Yes.
Yes. Right, so that's it. Cannot be. You can't have gain and safety without Varnashram. That's anywhere.
Yes.
He's not saying, oh, just in India. It's anywhere. That's the whole point. You know, what is it? Because you know, the central part of America is flat. That's why they can't follow Varnashram. You know, or that when you get out to the west coast, then you have that western range out there, and that's why you can't follow Varnashram. You know, what is it that you can't? You know, what makes it that you can't? Oh, but it's not from here. Nobody from America is from America. You know? If you don't grow hair on your face and your skin's a little bit reddish in color and you have a big nose, then you're from America. But if that's not what you look like, you're not from there. So it's already imported. So what's the problem with importing other things? You know, it's like Hong Kong. Nothing grows there. Everything's imported. Singapore also.
Even they migrated from Alaska.
Yeah, yeah. That they came from that. They're actually, yeah, originally from China. Right? So the whole of America is actually settled by the Orientals. Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yes, yes. But in any case, they're all cautious, right? You know, so at least they have their standing, right? You know. Yes.
What about those who say that it's not for this age?
What's for this age? So that's fine, but define what's for this age. And then the second thing to define is whose age is it? Is it? Whose age is it? Is it yours or is it mine? Right. Yes, but whose age of Kali is it? Did the Americans make it up?
No.
Who created Kali Yuga? Okay, and Krishna is saying this is how it works. So what's our position to say in Kali Yuga Varnashram doesn't work when Krishna says it works and Prabhupada says it works? And Prabhupada says this mission is for, it's one of the things, it is trying to reestablish the divine Varnashram institution. So who are we to say it's Kali Yuga, it doesn't work? Just say, we're lower than Shudras, so actually we're not human, so we can't relate to it and don't understand it at all, but our false ego is so big and we're the best, so therefore if we don't understand it, no one can understand it, and therefore if we can't use it, no one can use it, so therefore we come to the natural conclusion is that, so what's the alternative? Whatever we do, that must be the standard. Right? That's what's meant by it's Kali Yuga. That was just the extended. Yes. That's all the unspoken. You know, you don't have to speak because the superior, you know, position doesn't have to give so much detail for
the, it's about the principle.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Yes.
And Lord Chaitanya rejected it.
Yeah, and Lord Chaitanya rejected it. he rejected it. He wasn't a sannyasi.
No.
He didn't follow any of those rules. All his devotees didn't follow. Dvaitacharya wasn't a Brahmin. You know, Nityananda Prabhu didn't follow those things. Yeah, it's
free like falls.
But when he was unmarried, he didn't follow the unmarried stuff. And then when he was married, then he didn't have a wife when he got married. Huh? He had two, but Abadhood in what? In which, what aspect Abadhood? Abadhood to make money, position, authority? No, it just means he was absorbed in Krishna and didn't care. He'd do kirtan for 72 hours straight without stopping. Right? Because Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and Charanas can do that. They can sing, dance, and play musical instruments for 72 hours. And you go to 73, that's when it, you know, that's the limit.
The voice starts to
go. Yeah, yeah, it starts to go, you know, the tips of your fingers. Yeah, yeah. They can go that straight without stopping. That's Abhidhut. You know, or walk, come out, and how you say, you know, take his morning bath and dress, you know, take his kopan, wrap it on his head as a turban because they're a cowherd boys, and then walk out like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it means by Abhidhut. Abhidhut doesn't mean you sit at your house, you know, watching telly, you know, how you say, because, you know, it's Kali Yuga and, you know, we're not fanatic.
No, I just...
Go ahead. Try to sell it. Okay. It only gets worse from here.
It's called digging the hole deeper.
Yes, digging the hole deeper. Is that make sense? Okay. So the whole point is here it is, seventh canto, the canto about pure devotion, and Prabhupada is making a very strong case here about this movement is for. This is the second time he said it. Right? So that's the whole point is that this is what we have to catch. It's how to do it. It's Kali Yuga. How do we apply it? not it's Kali Yuga, we don't apply it. Right? Because if it's if that's the thing, is that the Dharma is the rules, okay, then the point is this, then right and wrong is established by Dharma. Then the whole point is what's wrong with you have money, I take it. I need money. So what's wrong if I take it? I'm just being practical. So, but we're very strong on those moralistic kind of things. No, no, these have to be followed. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole point is that then that's just all it is it's Kali Yuga. I would rather make up my own religion than follow religion given by authority because I have authority issues and don't believe in authority and therefore I only trust myself and therefore I will, whatever I feel is right, that's what I'm going to do. Another extended explanation.
Sums it up, yeah.
So when we say it's Kali Yuga, all it is an excuse to be independent. Like that. That's the whole point.
And that's what makes Kali Yuga.
And that's what makes Kali Yuga. So in other words, the person saying that is a proper representative of Kali Yuga. Like that. Otherwise, without people like this, how would Kali prosper? Because those who take up Vaishnavism and practice and all this, they're a problem for Kali. But those who will work for him, then, you know, it goes great. You know, I mean, the only payment you'll get out of it is the false ego to think you're superior.
But it feels so good.
Huh?
But it feels so
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. But it's not that Maya still kicks you around just as much, if not more.
Yes.
But at least there's that, you know, sense of well-being and being well-established. And
it's that time delay that you can forget the connection between
that little bit, that smirk and that before you turn and get run over by the truck. You know, there was that moment. You know, yeah, that moment was there. Yes.
One bring up the point of Varnashrama, the argument that I face sometimes is that devotees say we don't want to waste our bhakti sukriti for the.
Okay, it's great. As long as they have Bhakti Sukriti, then yeah, don't waste it. Yeah, but the point is do they have Bhakti Sukriti? You know, because there's Bhakti and there's Sukriti. Sukriti means piety, and so not being able to appreciate piety, is that actually pious? And then if that's not there, the piety is not there, since piety is what you engage in Krishna's service, do they actually have Bhakti? So is the person saying this? Now, here, there's also a caveat here. Is the person saying this is someone who all they do is just chant. They don't do anything else. There's preaching opportunities, there's harinams, there's book distributions, temples, that's all they do. So they're not interested in getting involved in any of these kind of economic kind of things. And they say, I don't want to waste my bhakti sukritis on these things. Is that the person who said it? No. If not, if it's a householder, this and that, then what they're saying is totally bogus. It just means they don't understand the subtle points of the philosophy. They understand the essential points. That's why they're devotees. But when it comes to the social platform, then they are a bit they're uneducated or immature. And that we can state very strongly because Jarabharat says that, and he's saying that to a king. And so, if we can say that to a king, we can basically say that to anybody else around nowadays. So. Yes.
And that was the point of Vedanta Sutra, where we have Samishta and Parinishta. Parinishta engages his duties and never discourages and preaches against performing
yes.
his duties and so forth.
So yes.
much it never discourage anyone.
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes. So that's the point. Prabhupada, he doesn't need Varnashram, but he's encouraging. Why? Because everybody else does need it. So in other words, if you're conditioned and identify with it, you need Varnashram. If you're not conditioned, then you don't need Varnashram. But just to say I'm a devotee, but the point is what devotee? You know? Because a neophyte definitely needs it. Madhyama is more comfortable, because it's more stable. Uttama doesn't need it. But the point is the Uttama comes as the Madhyama. Therefore, they're going to be on the Sanishta, they're going to be fixed, they're going to be on the Naishkarmya, like that, at least in the form of it. Though in realization they'll be on the Uttam platform, and so because that sets example for everybody else. Because when you go out preaching, are you going out and preaching amongst those who are, you know, the Naishkarmis, like that. And, you know, you're sitting in the airport and waiting. Oh, there's one. Okay, and then go over and then preach and like that.
JFK Airport, it's not so many of them.
Not so many. Nice cars. Yeah,
nice
cars. Huh? Nice cars. Yeah. Oh, you were taking a nice car.
Not so many of those either.
Not so many of those either. New York, you're not supposed to be.
No, it's fine.
So you're nice, there's something wrong.
Yeah, so
what are you doing? Or what's
this going to
cost? Yeah, where's this going?
Over your shoulder.
Where's the camera?
Yes. Just make some sense. Yeah. So that's a very important point. Is that the Madhyama is encouraging people to perform their duties. So if you're discouraging, you can't be a Madhyama or Uttama. Not at least in the realization there. You may be in other aspects, but not in this aspect, as we said. Someone may be very advanced in direct aspects of devotional service, but indirect, like Varanashram and other things, they may not be, because they haven't studied, they haven't associated like that. So that's why it's not a problem of their position of advancement spiritually. It's just a problem when it comes to dealing with social elements. It'll just create trouble. Okay. Yeah, so that's where Prabhupada is very clear. Okay. Is trying to reach that. Without this division, there cannot be anywhere. Right? So they're pretty... You know, what do you call it? Is that called imperative or definitive? It's just the way it is. In the next four verses, 21 to 24, Sri Narad Muni describes the unique qualities of each varna. Okay. The symptoms, would it be, I would think in here, it would be good as drop this. So this statement here, it's understood that's us. And then this drops down and we know it's the next verses.
Oh.
Does that make sense? So
yeah.
We put in this little thing, which is good. We want that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying separate it so it's clear that, you know, we're making a statement.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah. The symptoms of a brahmana are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada comments. In the institution of Varnashram Dharma, the symptoms of a Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas are all described. The ultimate aim is achyutatmatvam, to always think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a brahmana with the above-mentioned symptoms. Right? So, in other words, the whole point is this achyutatmatvam. So this complete surrender of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the essential point. All these other symptoms are good qualities that are engaged to be able to use the brahminical activities in the service of the Lord. Right? If one doesn't, unable to do that, one can still have that complete surrender. He uses the kshatriya, or the vaishya, or the shudra qualities. Does that make sense? But this is what's required for the brahminical qualities. Therefore, control of the mind. Because then, because the mind is what accepts and rejects things. So you have to accept on Shastra, reject based that it's not supporting what it's supposed to do. Control of the senses. How are you going to engage the senses in? Because so many things are there to engage, but just that you're going to engage in only just what's necessary, right? And what's recommended. Austerity. So you're going to perform your duties of a Brahmin. You're not going to do other things. So that means whatever, and austerity and penance, they'll go together. Because you perform your austerity, it will give penance.
Yeah.
Like that. Penance means the physical difficulties or the actual difficulties that come up from it. Austerity is doing it, though it's a difficult situation. The difficulty you get, that's penance.
Yes. And you say the austerity goes more, is more related to the subtle body, and the penance is more related to the gross body?
Yeah, it can be. But it also might be that there's a penance in the emotional, you know.
Sure.
Like, let's
yeah.
say dealing with extended family or something, you know, you'd be nice, but then they always give you...
So penance is the symptom of austerity.
Yeah, just penance is in practical application, there's going to be difficulty.
Mm.
Because in everything, there's going to be a benefit and a difficulty.
Yeah.
So people will tend to try to choose all the benefits and avoid all the difficulties. Then that's why Varnashram in the non-Vedic context is not scientific. Because they're trying to avoid whatever is a problem. But in the Vedic, you accept both. You have your duties, you accept your duties, you're going to get benefit from that, but there's going to be a difficulty. So what difficulty, in other words, what benefit you can comfortably live on, and what difficulties don't bother you so much, that's your varna. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like working with other priests, you can handle that, then you can do that work. But working with other business people or other managers, you can't handle that, that's not your varna. You understand? In other words, everybody has trouble. But it's just a matter of which trouble you can handle.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
You know, how you say? Dog slobber, cats scratch.
Yeah.
It's whichever one you prefer.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the,
be miserable or miserable in comfort.
Yes.
Yes.
Your own misery. Yeah. Okay. So, enter.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki,
Jai
Chaitanya Gaura Prema.